Thank you for calling. I'm sorry, customer support. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, I did not order or enter any contest for $59.89 from Trendy Tech, whatever it is. And I've been billed $59.89 on my credit card, and I did not do that.
Okay, well, yes, sir, I definitely do understand. Let me get that pulled up here. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and your mailing address, please?
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Williams. Mailing address is 535 Barrett Avenue in Pocatello, Idaho.
Thank you. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bytehub. Yes, sir, that is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle. So you never received an email or did a survey letting you know if you have the chance to win a Dyson
vacuum cleaner? You know what? Let me just clarify. I did enter that contest, but it was a survey I filled out. And it was supposed. I was supposed to get a Dyson vacuum for $6.95, not $59.89. All I was supposed to have paid for was the shipping. So I don't want the Dyson vacuum, and I don't want to be billed $59.89.
Okay. Well, I understand completely. So, in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $59.89 charge and that you had entered in a raffle for a chance to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner and also the Bytehub app. So with you agreeing to
I didn't understand that last one. The Dyson vacuum, my God, what was the other thing?
And that you had entered in a raffle for the chance to win the Dyson and also the Bytehub app that goes on your smartphone. So with you agreeing,
no, I did not do that.
With you agreeing
no,
to those
that was
terms,
never part of it.
Well, with you agreeing to those terms and conditions, it is a valid charge. What I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That would be great if you would do that, because I don't want any of that.
Yes, sir. So I did go ahead and do that refund for you, so that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days. I also have gotten this canceled just to ensure you don't receive any further charges. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, that would be perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.